The story of Mert and Marv. Our last chapter ended on a dramatic note as Sandfield arrived from Mexico City just in time to hear the clerk read the jury's verdict, finding Myrtle Spear guilty of the murder of Ray Hunt. Sandfield told Jack Arnold he had definite information that would clear Mert. Arnold moved immediately that the verdict be set aside and Mert acquitted by the court. His motion created a tremendous turmoil. Now, in just a moment, we'll go on with today's episode in the story of Mert and Marv. Jack Arnold has just finished making his surprise motion. Judge Casey is trying to restore order, and as the clamor dies down, he says to Jack,
Mr. Arnold, would you please repeat that motion?
Your Honor, I move that the verdict just delivered be set aside and that the defendant, Myrtle Spear, be acquitted.
Mr. Arnold, this is unbelievable. You certainly know how contrary such a motion is to all recognized court procedure. You know that a verdict once delivered is immutable unless gross prejudice or other good cause can be shown. What possible explanation can you have for such a remarkable demand?
Your Honor, I'm sorry, but I've just received such utterly astounding news from a source which I have every reason to believe authentic that I may have erred in my action. However, if Your Honor will permit, I shall make the usual motion for a new trial.
Enter the motion, Mr. Clerk. Hearing day after tomorrow. Go on, Mr. Arnold.
I would like to make a further request of the court, Your Honor. May I, under circumstances which are extremely unusual, request an immediate hearing on this motion for a new trial?
Well, this is certainly most unusual, Mr. Arnold.
If I may have a private word with Your Honor, I am sure that you will see the reasonableness of my request.
Very well. If you will step forward then, Mr. Arnold.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I object strenuously to this procedure. The defendant has been convicted by the jury, and Mr. Arnold can certainly wait for a hearing until the proper time is set by the court.
Mr. Archer, why do you display such vindictiveness toward my client? You seem determined to close every avenue that might lead to the release of this innocent woman. Is there anything personal in your attitude?
Mr. Arnold, I resent that.
On what grounds, sir? You've shown yourself to be bitterly prejudiced toward Miss Spear all through this trial.
Gentlemen, sit down, Mr. Archer. Mr. Arnold is certainly entitled to the protection of his client's interests, and this court is not at all anxious to place itself in a position that might be construed as prejudiced. Step up here, please, Mr. Arnold.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Now, Mr. Arnold.
The man who called out to me in the courtroom, that man standing over there, informs me he knows who actually killed Ray Hunt, Your Honor.
Very well, Mr. Arnold. The court will hear Mr. Arnold's arguments for a new trial. Go ahead, Mr. Arnold.
Your Honor, with the permission of a learned assistant district attorney. I am sorry, Your Honor. I will present but one witness. May I ask you that Mr. Duke Sandfield be sworn?
Mr. Duke Sandfield. Hold up your right hand. Solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give in this case to be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Help, John.
I do.
Sit down.
Now, will you please state your name?
My right name is Sandfield Malone. I've been known for several years as Duke Sandfield.
And what is your occupation, Mr.
Sandfield, if you please? My occupation is the present manager of the Palmetto Club and Casino in Mexico City, Mexico.
Now, Mr. Sandfield, have any promises been made to you in return for any evidence which you may give in this case?
None whatever.
No promises have been made you by myself?
None.
Nor by Mr. Archer?
None whatever.
Nor by anyone else connected with this case?
No, sir.
All the testimony you're about to give, then, is of your own free will and accord, regardless of what the result to yourself or your friends may be?
That's right, Mr. Arnold.
Good. Mr. Sandfield, your age is...
36.
Where did you go to school, Mr. Sandfield?
At Yale University.
You were a famous football player there?
A football player, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you finish college?
Yes. Then I took a postgraduate course in mining engineering. Then went to Peru to work in the Cerro de Pasco mines.
Were you married?
Yes. I married right after I left college. I was in Peru 2 years, then came back to the United States and enlisted in the Army right after Pearl Harbor.
You served overseas?
Yes.
In action?
Yes.
Wounded?
Twice. Honorably discharged, 1943.
Your Honor, I can see no sense whatever to all this long-winded questioning of this man, whatever his name
is. Mr. Archer, it is certainly my privilege to introduce evidence that may lead to justice. If I may presume to advise you, sir, I think it would be a great deal better for you to be quiet during the preliminary questioning of this witness. Don't forget that one of the jurors was called away before the verdict was delivered. I am very certain that His Honor, Judge Casey, would support my motion for a new trial based solely upon the defection of that juror. And I am sure that the Honorable Assistant District Attorney would find himself in a very peculiar position if I did so. Your Honor, I am interested only in justice for my client, and I ask the right to continue without further interruption by the state.
Yes, you're right, Mr. Arnold. No more interruptions, Mr. Archer, please, unless on material points. I think Mr. Arnold has been most forbearing in not using the juror issue to demand a new trial, and I am not at all sure that this court would not have brought up the question anyway before a sentence is passed.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. Now, Mr. Sandfield, you said you were married. What was your wife's maiden name?
Rose Doherty.
Rose Doherty?
Yes.
Your Honor, will you take particular note of that name, Rose? You will remember that there was a photograph found in Ray Hunt's desk with that name signed to it. By the way, is that photograph in this room?
It's labeled Exhibit D, Mr. Arnold. It's right here.
Thank you, Mr. Flanner. Mr. Sandfield, I hand you this photograph, which was found in a drawer of Ray Hunt's desk after his death. Do you recognize it?
Yes, sir.
Will you tell the court who that is?
It's a photograph of my wife.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Have you any idea how that photograph got into his desk, Mr. Sandfield?
My wife must have given it to him.
Do you know that she did?
No, but there are circumstances that cause me to believe that she did.
Objection, Your Honor. This is hearsay.
Sustained. Go on, Mr. Arnold.
Did you ever know Ray Hunt?
I had met him, but my wife knew him very well.
All right. Perhaps I'd better let you tell the story in your own way, Mr. Sandfield. Will you please go ahead?
I married Rose Doherty in 1933. We lived in New York City for a few months and were very happy. Then I had the opportunity of going to Peru as a metallurgist. Rose was to join me down there. I received letters from her from time to time, and encouraging letters, full of optimism and cheerfulness. She seemed very anxious to join me. And then suddenly a note of dissatisfaction crept into her letters. She wrote me she couldn't bear the thought of leaving the United States. And she mentioned she had met a director named Ray Hunt. She told of going on parties with friends, parties at which Hunt was a guest. She seemed to think he was a very wonderful person. Right after that, her letters became more infrequent.
Go on, Mr. Sandfield.
Well, almost every letter I got from her had something about Hunt in it.
I see. Go on.
My contract with the Cerro de Pasco Mining Company was for 2 years. I tried several times to get her to join me, but she refused. Finally, her letters stopped altogether. She didn't even acknowledge the checks I sent her. When my contract with the mining company was up, I returned to New York. From Panama, I sent her a wire asking her to meet me at the pier.
And did your wife come to meet you?
No, she wasn't at the dock, nor had my wire been delivered. Then I began to telephone.
You began to telephone, Mr. Sandfield? What do you mean by that?
Well, Your Honor, I called at her apartment and was told she didn't live there. I called every place I could think of and called a few friends I knew in New York, but there was no raising her.
Go on, Mr. Sandfield.
Then I started inquiring about Ray Hunt. I learned he was the director of Hayfield's Pleasures.
What year was that, Mr. Sandfield?
Late in 1935. I decided to phone Ray Hunt at the theater. He seemed a little nervous when I finally got to talk to him, but his greeting was reasonably cordial. I told him I'd be right down to the theater to see him, but he said he was extremely busy and would I please make it the following day. He said he could give me no idea of where Rose might be.
Did you go to the theater the following day?
No. I decided to go immediately after talking to him.
Go on, please, Mr. Sandfield.
I walked in Hunt's office. He tried to be pleasant, but he seemed quite nervous.
And what did you do, Mr. Sandfield?
Your Honor, I accused him point blank of alienating the affections of my wife. He denied everything and said he had no idea where Rose could be, that he hadn't seen her for months. I could get no satisfaction whatever, and I finally left his office. 3 days later, I was walking down Broadway, dejectedly wondering which way to turn next when I saw Rose.
Oh, you saw her?
Yes, Your Honor. First, I didn't know her. She changed so. I followed her to a broken-down apartment building on West 53rd Street. She was sick. So sick, she almost collapsed when she reached her door. Then she saw me.
I'm sorry to drag you through all this, Mr. Sandfield, but it's...
Yes, I know. She was pathetically glad to see me. I took her to her mother's home in Springfield, Massachusetts, and the whole pitiful story came out in little time. 2 months later, Rose died in my arms.
I'm sorry, but will you please go on, Mr. Sandfield?
Several days later, I went to call on Mr. Hunt. This time with a gun in my pocket.
And did you find him?
No, Your Honor. Hunt had gone to Paris for a little vacation. He'd heard what happened to Rose. I went to Chicago. I stayed there until the war started. Then I enlisted.
Mr. Sandfield, did you ever see Ray Hunt again?
Not until the night I walked into his office. The night he was killed.
Sandfield Malone has injected a dramatic new angle into the Ray Hunt murder case. What happened when he walked into Hunt's office the night of the killing? Will Malone's story help save Mert's life? Don't miss the next thrilling episode in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.